Welcome to your five for the day. I have heard it said that there are great views and there are great golf courses, but rarely do they come together with such perfection as they do at Langland Bay. Now, I'm not a golfer. In fact, I sort of agree with Mark Twain when he said, "Golf is a good walk spoiled." Nevertheless, high above the Golden Gower sand is a clifftop clearly designed with only one purpose in mind, breathtaking golf. The elevation brings 360-degree views across the spectacular Bristol Channel in one direction and the distant Brecon Beacons in the other. This is Langland Bay. Many years ago, as I was admiring its spectacular beauty and appreciating the early spring blossoms appearing on the trees, I became aware that something had just flown past my head. I looked across the street to see where the flying object may have originated. Golfers were teeing up and giving it their best shot. I don't know how my head would have responded if it had been struck, but given the speed with which it flew past my face, I think as a minimum I would have collapsed to the pavement. Interrupted by the near hit, I thought I should at least recover the best shot golf ball. Eventually, I found it in the bush. I picked it up, wondering whether the golfer was ever giving it a second thought. Just another lost golf ball. Was it the golfer's best shot? Probably not. But even if it was, the consequences were minimal. As I have since given it more thought, my mind went to another sphere, a spiritual reflection. Over the years, I've politely asked people if they are going to be in heaven after they die, and more than once I've been told, "Well, I'm giving it my best shot." Outstanding and upright people have told me, "I expect so. I definitely am giving it my best shot." Others, living rather dark, fractured and broken lives, have told me basically the same thing. "I don't know, but I'm going to give it my best shot." A slight difference in how they articulated their spiritual strategy, but the bottom line was no different. Giving it your best shot may be a good strategy for golfing and for other things in your life, but it's disastrous if that's your approach to heaven. Jesus met a man one night who was sincerely giving heaven his best shot. There was no mediocrity in his life. Nicodemus every day worked hard at doing his best. He pursued excellence. He planned on being in heaven. If living a good life, if being a strong believer, if being genuine and sincere about your faith and being diligent and devout about your religion, if that's what it takes to get to heaven, Nicodemus was quids in. He'd make heaven for sure. Nicodemus was in for the shock of his life. He discovered that giving it your best shot was not acceptable to God, no matter who he was. He would miss heaven for sure. He would never be in the kingdom of God if all he had was his best shot at it. Jesus told him, "Except a person is born again, he cannot enter, he cannot even see the kingdom of God, because you must be born again." Jesus wasn't joking when he said it, nor was he merely suggesting it would be a good thing. He said it was a must. The Bible is clear. No one gets to heaven based on their sincere efforts or personal merit. Our deeds and works have 0% value when it comes to the forgiveness of our sins and acceptance by God. You must receive by faith Jesus Christ as your personal Saviour, or you will miss heaven for sure. To give something your best shot and miss is okay when it comes to an exam in school or performance at work or even in golfing. But when it comes to eternal life and being in heaven, it will result in disaster. Think about it and do something about it today.